What can Gaussian processes really tell us about supernova light curves? Consequences for Type 2b Morphologies and Genealogies, by H.F. Stevens et al. Machine learning has become widely used in astronomy. Gaussian process GP regression in particular has been employed a number of times to fit or re-sample supernova SN light curves. However, by their nature, typical GP models are not suited to fit SN photometric data and they will be prone to overfitting. Recently, GP resampling was used in the context of studying the morphologies of type 2 and IIB SNE, and they were found to be clearly distinct with respect to four parameters: the rise time, tries, the magnitude difference between 40 and 30 days post-explosion, delta M40 to 30, and the earliest maxima of the first and second derivative of the light curve, DM1 and DM2. Here we take a close look at Gaussian process regression and its limitations in the context of SNE light curves in general, and we also discuss the uncertainties on these specific parameters, finding that DM1 and DM2 cannot give reliable astrophysical information. We do reproduce the clustering in tries, delta M40 to 30 space, although it is not as clear-cut as previously presented. The best strategy to accurately populate the tries, delta M40 to 30 space will be to use an expanded sample of high-quality light curves, such as those in the ATLAS transient survey, and analytical fitting methods. Finally, using the BPASS fiducial models, we predict that future photometric studies will reveal clear clustering of the type IIB and 2 light curve morphologies with a distinct continuum of transitional events. This was, what can Gaussian processes really tell us about supernova light curves? Consequences for Type 2b Morphologies and Genealogies, by H.F. Stevens et al.